This year's Pulitzer Prizes were announced today. Among the diverse group of winners were Samantha Power for her book on genocide and Jeffrey Eugenides for his novel Middlesex, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
In her book, A Problem from Hell, Samantha Power, a former Balkan correspondent, looks into the history of genocide in the 20th century and the U.S. response to it. Her book is highly critical of U.S. policy, from World War I to the recent slaughter in Rwanda. Powers has said she hopes her book will push for a more cohesive policy on genocide.
I think, unfortunately, from Genesis forward, we can take genocide as a fact of life. And the question is, what are we on the outside going to do about it? How are we going to incentivize people on the inside standing up and legitimate that way of behaving? And how are we going to punish the perpetrators of these crimes after the fact?
Among the winners of this year's journalism prizes, the Boston Globe for public service coverage of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The Pulitzer Board says the reporting helped end the secrecy surrounding the case and brought changes to the church. The Wall Street Journal won for its series of stories on corporate scandals. The LA Times and the Washington Post each won 3 awards. The New York Times received 1 for investigative reporting for a series by reporter Clifford Levy on the abuse of mentally ill adults in New York State-regulated homes. In fiction, Jeffrey Eugenides won for his novel Middlesex. Eugenides' book, which plays with Greek myths, is narrated by a character who is a hermaphrodite. Eugenides says he always tries to demystify that which seems strange.
I take things that are a little bit freaky, and I defreak them, basically. I mean, this story, when you read it, becoming a hermaphrodite is not something that we all don't experience. It's really closer to what everyone feels in puberty and what everybody feels growing up. It's sort of a symbolic story for, I think, an experience that is very common to all of us.
Also in arts, the drama prize went to Nilo Cruz for Anna in the Tropics. The poetry winner is Paul Muldoon for his book Moisand and Gravel. Robert Caro won his 2nd Pulitzer for Master of the Senate, the 3rd volume of his biography of Lyndon Johnson. John Adams' haunting piece, On the Transmigration of Souls, won the Pulitzer for Music. The piece was commissioned by the New York Philharmonic to commemorate the 1-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Adams says it was as much a piece about those who died as those who survived.
I wanted it to mean basically the movement from one state of being into another. And on thinking about this, I realized that it wasn't just a metaphor for people going from being alive to being dead, but that all of the people who lost loved ones experienced some kind of transmigration of their souls as well.
The Pulitzer Prizes are awarded by Columbia University. Each prize is worth $7,500, except for public service, for which a paper receives a gold medal. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
And that is The Transmigration of Souls by John Adams, the Pulitzer Prize winner for music. You can find a complete list of this year's Pulitzer winners on our website, npr.org.